Rise FM, taking over Barberton on 94.3 FM.
Right, and in case you just tuned in, we are talking about, what is actually said. Ukuthi, ladies can actually, make their husbands take their surname. And it happens that the Free State High Court had already ruled in their favor with Judge Joseph Mhlambi finding the act discriminatory and inconsistent with the constitutional principles. So the Society of Advocates also supported the challenge, saying the law entrenched harmful gender stereotypes. And the Constitutional Court confirmed the judgment, declaring the relevant sections invalid and ordering Home Affairs to process the surname changes. However, the declaration of invalidity is suspended for 24 months to give Parliament time to amend or replace the law. So we're asking this morning, to the ladies, would you actually want your husband to take your surname after marriage? And gents, would you ever even take your wife's surname or even consider a hyphenated family name? And with that said, let me welcome Advocate Sibuyi joining us on the line. A very good morning to you, Advocate. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners. I'm okay.
Lovely stuff, Advocate. Hey, we're having this conversation here. And just quickly, in the implementation and timing, since Parliament still needs to amend the Birth and Death Registration Act, can men actually start applying to take their wife's surname immediately? Or must they just wait until the law is formally changed?
Remember, there is the issue of the separation of powers. The judiciary interprets the law and Parliament makes the law. So what we get from yesterday is that the judiciary has immediately indicated and directed Parliament to amend the law within 24 hours. So it is only after the law has been amended that such things can take place. But what one can do, and what wives and men can begin doing, is that they can make discussion amongst themselves as to how they view this. Because remember, it's talking about the right. I think what the key to this, we must also emphasize that they don't talk about a must, but they talk about the right. Mm. For a man to take a wife's name, and vice versa, also the wife to take the man's name. So this does not mean that it's going to be automatic, but what it means is that there will always be that right amongst themselves, families, through harmony, discussion, that yes, I'm going to use your surname, and she's going to use the same name. So people should be able to view it in that light. So basically, that's the thing. But again, on a light mode, you can't believe. Yesterday, when I was greeting my wife, she said to me, "How are you, Advocate Sibuyi Mabaso?" So I laughed at that. It took a bit on me. but that is it's a reality. It has happened, and we saw this coming in this in your interview before, and we confirmed that it was going to be the case. It was going to pass the constitutional master.
Yeah, no. So you didn't like the sound of her calling you like that.
My friend, you know what? It's a serious thing, because When she raised that with me, remember, she can also say to the children, "Can you assume the surname of my surname, my maiden surname?"
Yeah.
And remember, unlike before, you stand up and say that you can't be saying that I'm a man here. You can now, but now you can't say it. You know, it's a reality.
It's a tough one. So, I mean, advocate, are there any, you know, limitations or maybe conditions, you know, for example, around the hyphenated surnames, as much as you are talking about it right now, you know, identity documents update, or even children's surnames, as much as you also pointed it out, I mean, that couples should be aware of before making the change?
No. Obviously, that most of these things will have to go through a family discussion in an harmony way. I don't think that there will be a rush. Do this. But each and every family will be unique in its own decision to say yes, we want to do this or want to change this. But where they agree, there will not be a problem in changing the children's same name, identity, or whatever. Some have been doing that for quite some time. Remember, even children born without their parents being married.
Yeah.
It has always been the case that once a child is born, where you are not married, then the position has always been they take the surname of the mother.
Yeah.
So you will find that whilst we are fighting now, but you will find that most of the children that are without whose parents were not married at the time, they've got a surname of the mother. So there will be administrative issues.
Yeah.
But once it's amended by parliament, then everything will be ready to go. But it's a reality that we're facing. It's a debate in social circles. But the reality is that the constitution is there. We've got a beautiful constitution. Everyone is equal before the law.
Oh, yes.
And the right to equal protection. And benefit of the law. And also, Section 9.3 was very clear. The state must not face unfairly discriminate directly or indirectly against anyone in one or more grounds, including race or gender or sex. So basically, we have made our constitution. We have made reality with our own constitution, so it had to come. There are many sections that are still going to be tested. Remember, the constitution is written, but up until it is confirmed by the constitutional court,
then you
cannot say it can change. But it also shows the innovation by our own people who were able to pick up that this one is a one of the uncontested terrain, and they made sure that it was taken to parliament and it's a reality today.
I know. Advocate DJ Sibuye Siyabonga, thank you so much for clarifying that for us. And until next time, have yourself a lovely rest of your day.
No, thank you. Don't forget to add the wife's name from today.
Hey, I'm still going to think about that, Nami. Hey, I'm not sure. It's not make sure. Thank you, advocate.
Thank you.
And in case you've missed that, well, you can check it out on our Rise FM Rewind. Just simply visit www.risefm.co.za and you can rewind and check us out right here on the Rise FM Breakfast. And with that said, let's give you some sounds coming through from Donald. Teaming up with Dr. Muruti, but hold me close. Maybe you're holding your wife very close, you know, close to your heart. And you're saying, no, man, I want to take her surname as her husband. Well, it's up to you, as you heard from advocates. And they're still discussing it. Right after it's discussed, done and dusted, that's when you can decide, you know what, I'm going to take my wife's surname. Mpumalang, Azish.